Ben Ishchai Parshas Kitavo. Unetancha Hashem Larosh Velo Lazanav. And Kodesh Baruch Hu placed you as a head and not as a tail. Vayitel Rak Lamara Velo Tiyer Lamata. And you will be above and you won't be below. Ki Tishma El Mitzvah Hashem Elokecha. You will listen to the mitzvahs of God, your Lord, Hashem Anochi Mitzavacha Hayom, which I command you today, Lishmo V'Lasot. To keep and to do. Nearly, says the Ben Ishchai, the Siyat Dishma, with the help of heavens. The Yadua Torah Yisrael. It's known the form of the Jewish people. Gadol Mitor Yaakov is higher than the form of Yaakov. I.e., the name Yisrael in the Torah is when Yaakov was at the heights. I.e., the form, I.e., the heights, spiritual heights of the name Yisrael is much higher than when Yaakov was called Yaakov. V'lachein, la'atid lavo, in the future, lo yikar'u ela b'shem Yisrael. The Jewish people will only be called in the name of Yisrael. B'shnehem yesh ot yud barosh. Both Yaakov and Yisrael have the letter yud, the beginning of their name. Ach, yud b'shem Yisrael, the yud of the name Yisrael, hu k'neged yud b'shem Havaya. It's against the yud of the first letter, the name yud kei vav kei. Haromezit b'chines harosh, and that yud is represented the head. The first yud represents chokhma. Shu keter v'chokhma. It represents the crown and the chokhma, the wisdom of a person. That's what the yud, because the yud, the kot of the yud, the little chupchik that's on the top of the yud represents the keter, and the yud itself represents the chokhma. Kenoda, as it's known. V'lachein otiyot Yisrael, the letters Yisrael hem yud l'rosh, it means yud for the head, right? Because that represents the chokhmah of a person, the wisdom of a person. Ki yud the shem Yisrael he omedet b'rosh shem havaya, because the yud of the name Yisrael is the first letter of the shem havaya, of God's name. V'gan b'rosh b'shashiluv shehu shem yud kei vav kei. It's also the first letter on the Shiluv. Shiluv means the combination of the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the two names? Two names is Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the male name. And Adni is the female name, that's Malchus. And when they connect with the Zivuk between God's name of expression and God's name, God's name of potency and God's name of expression, then God is fully expressed in the world in the proper way, and that's when you have the shiluv, they connect, they intertwine the two names, and you have yud aleph hey dalet vav nun hey yud. That's a shiluv. That's a combination of the two names. Ava yud the shem Yaakov, the name of yud, the letter yud of the name of Yaakov, who connected yud the shem Adni, is against the yud of the letter of Adni, i.e. the last letter of Adni. Adni is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So the last yud is the first yud of Yaakov. Sho'omedet b'sof shem Adni. It stands at the end of the name of Adni. Adni represents master, represents when the Malchus, i.e. Malchus is kingship, is mastery. He's the master of the world.
Manifest.
Manifest, that's the name of Malchus in the world. U'b'sof shem B'shiluv Hanizka, in the end of the shiluv, the combination of these two names, Shem Havaya and Shem Adni, you also have a yud. V'ibachidus Malchus, that's the concept of Malchus, she e'akev b'sfirot. It's the heel of the spheres, it's the end of all the spheres. That's akev, that's Yaakov. The yud of Yaakov is the yud of the ekev, the end of the spheres. V'nirmazeh b'shem Yaakov, shu b'otiyot yud akev. The yud of the ekev, the yud of the end of the shiluv, that's the end of the spheres, which is the ekev, which is the heel of a person, because the person within him, he has all the spheres. Chochma bina, yeah, his right arm, left arm, chesed din, tiferes is his guf, his right leg is netzach, left leg is hod, his yesod is makom abris, and his malchus, right, is the atara, is the expression of that bris, okay, or the thing that he connects to. Yes, Rotzelomar comes to see, say, Yud ha'omedet ba'akev, the Yud that stands at the end of the Shiluv, masha'en kein b'shem Yisrael, nirmaz Yud l'rosh. Yisrael is the Yud of the beginning of God's name, and not the Yud at the end of God's name or the end of the Shiluv, the connection of the two names. Shurotzalamah, Yud ha'omedet l'rosh. This is the Yud that stands on the head, that's the Yud of Yisrael. V'zeh sh'amah, Unatancha Hashem LaRosh, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will put you to the head. Shitiyu Nikraim B'Toa Yisrael, you'll be called Yisrael through Yud LaRosh. It's the Yud at the beginning of the Shiluv, the Yud at the beginning of Shem Havaya. V'lo LeZanav, and you won't be the tail, which is the Yud of the Adni. Shelo Tikru Od B'Shem Yaakov, Shu Yud Akev, the Yud at the end of the spheres. Kloma Zanav, the tail. That's why the Nukva, the female, in the Gemara, she's called the tail of man. It's a Gemara in Arabic. Va'ita rak lemana, and it'll be just above, v'lo tie lemata. He's explaining the pasuk going to this. You'll be only above and not below. Perush. Ha'hefresh yesh bein mala u'bein mata. The difference in gematria between mala, right, and mata. So the mems cancel, right, the hays cancel. You only have a tet and an ayin lamed. Ayin lamed is 100, and minus tet, which is 9, is 91. Hu misper tzadik alef, which is 91. The emtza otiyot mala, the middle of the otiyot mala, the two letters in the middle, is hem otiyot al. The letters al. Al means to go above. The emtza mata, the middle letter of mata, or tet, is the letter tet. Fresh bain mispa al, the difference between the word letters al, this is what we explained, the mispa tet hu tzadik aleph. Shem mispa chibu havaya adni, the gematria of havaya adni is tzadik aleph. Havaya is 26, yes, and adni is 65. So 65 and 26 is 91. Vahainu ki al yedei adam kayem teru mitzvus, when a person keeps teru mitzvus, the shem yichud kudsha brichu, for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu v'shchinte and His divine presence. Shu chibu havaya v'adni. Anytime a person does a mitzvah, it's a chibu havaya v'adni. Certainly when a person learns Torah. As yosifu, right? Because as we were explaining about before, the chibu of Torah to the world is the chibu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to a person, the chibu of the expression of Malchus, that's the zivuk. But as, or the shilu, the two of the havaya and adni, of the God's potency, which is Havaya, and God's expression, which is Adni. And the Chibu, that means God has proper expression in the world. As Yosifu lo al Ot Tet, there'll be an addition to this Ot Tet, Shel Mata, right? The Al of, right, of Mala, and you have the Mispa, Tzadik Aleph, right? You add to the Ot Tet, Shomata, Mishpa, Tzadik Aleph, either Shiluv of Havaya Adni, and then, V'yemize Otiot Al, then you have the letters Al, but as Otiot Mata, then the letter, the word Mata, you Otiot Mala, then it'll come to Mala. That means through this Shiluv, a person, instead of being Lamata, being below, will come to be Lamala. He'll get to the level of Yisrael. From being Yaakov, he'll be the level of Yisrael, i.e. through Torah, right? Mm-hmm. Which brings that shiluv of Havaya Ekye, a person goes from Yaakov, from Mata, to be Mala. Vaita, rak lemala, then you'll be only above. Velo tie lemata, you'll be below. Yan ki tishma el mitzvah Hashem Elokecha, you listen to the mitzvahs of God your Lord, right? That's called the zivug of Havaya Adni. Asher Anochi Mitzavacha. Kloma, L'Shem Shemayim. You do the Torah Mitzvahs L'Shem Shemayim. Bishu Shanochi Mitzavacha. Because I commanded you. U'bezeh Yeh Yichud Kudshe Brichu. There'll be the Yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shem Havaya and Shem Adni. Shem Chidu Bu Havaya Adni. Right? Shem Isparam Tzadik Aleph. The number is 91. Va'az Al Yedei Tosefet Mispazeh. The addition of this let these 91 to the letter tet sitalem otiot mata liot otiot mala, because the difference between tet and al which is 100, is 91. Kamu, like we said. Or yuvan al yaday derech hamidrash. Or this could be understood according to the midrash. Yeah? This is va'asimem b'rosh reichem, and I will place them on their heads. Mashal lema hadav adomem. It's a mashal to what this is similar. Renachash ama hazanav l'rosh. To the nachash ama hazanav l'rosh. Ad matay ata mahalech tchila. He told, the zanav told to the head, why are you going first? Ani elech tchila. I, the zanav, will go first. Amalo, lech, go first. Halach umatza guma shomayim. He found the zanav a pot, a hole of water. Vishlichu l'tocha. And he threw the nachash into the water. Matza esh. Vishlichu l'tocha. He found fire. And the zanav threw it into the fire. Matza kotzim. He found thorns. Vishlichu l'tocha. Threw him inside it. Mi garamlo. What caused the nachash to go into these places? Ashahalach harosh achazanav. When the head goes after the tail. Kach. Kishaktanim. Nishma'im legdolim. When the young listen to their elders, hem gozrim lifnei hamokom. They ask the Kodesh Baruch to do things, and he does. Ubeshash em holchim acha ktanim. When the old generation go after the young, noflim al panim, they fall. Doesn't mean literally the older and the young. It means when the people who are young in das, who are young in thinking, go after those who are higher in thinking, or old in thinking, right? Then the person goes in this proper way. Vakavana, and the intention. Im Yisrael osin ritzono shamakim. The Jewish people do the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ma'amid lehem manik tov shu rosh. He gives them a good manik to who's ahead. Kloma. Yeshlo enayim lirot. He has eyes to see properly. Ki hachacham enav barosh. His eyes in his head. Ulaze ama unatancha Hashem l'rosh v'lo zanav. Kodesh Baruch will give you a wise man who will be his eyes in his head and not in his tail. Shelo yepeti she'en lo enayim lirot. He won't be an idiot. He doesn't have eyes to see. He'll just be a tail. He's like the tail. Doesn't have proper eyes to see far. He'll be a head that has eyes to properly see. He'll see through his kochma. Kad ragez raya al aina. Avad l'neguda smuyata. Umaacha. The nitcha l'rosh l'keach v'eita rak l'mala v'lo tipol l'mata v'tizkek l'chol ze al yedei sh'tishma el mitzvah sh'shem l'okecha. When the shepherd ragaz raya a'ana, when the shepherd is angry with the sheep, avad l'neguda smuyata, he puts in head of him a sheep which is blind. Umacha de nitcha l'rosh, and since he puts this sheep at the head, l'keach v'eita rak l'mala. Right? Lekach, hayit vayit rak lamala, velo tipol lamala. Vetizkeh lechol ze al yedei shetishma al mitzvah Hashem Elokecha. So it's saying that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Rashi there also explains, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to pay, but they're not doing his rotzen, so neim shel Yisrael, he puts a mani who doesn't see properly the head. And B'zal Hashem, he won't do that. We'll be just Lamala. We'll have a mani whose eyes are Lamala, that he sees and not Lamata, not a mani who doesn't see. And that Klal Yisrael don't fall because of his Hanhaga. Uba'ofenach and Nireli. Now it's third way. B'siyata D'shmaya. D'yadua mash katuva meforshim. Mash mikabela Kodesh Baruch Hu b'tshuva et Yisrael. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts the Jewish people b'tshuva hu midin hashavas aveyuda. It's because of the returning of the lost object. The Yadu Mashkudu Meforshim Zal Mashim Kavod Kodesh Baruch Hu B'tshuva Et Yisrael Hu Medina Shavas Aveda. It's the returning of Aveda, the soul. The returning of the soul is tshuva. Hainu Ki Hashem Yitbarach Kar Yisra Achai V'Re'ayim. My brother and my friend. K'tiv. Lo Tireh Et Shor Achicha. Don't see the shor, the ox of your brother, or Et Se'o, or his sheep, Nidachim, that they're going astray. V'talamta mihim. And hide yourself from them. Hashav Tashivam La'achicha. Surely return them to your brother. Umachmat ken asak rishbochu machatzav haneshamat lemala, the storage place of the neshamas above, mimachatzav malachim, from this place of the angels, ki beze ye machatzav Yisrael karov elav. Right? The machatzav neshamas are much higher in the place of the Malachim, i.e. it's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. the Jewish people are closer than the Malachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzarish al yadei al yado tiyeh Hashemes Aveda. Through him, there'll be the returning of the Aveda. Shu yashiv et Aveda. That he will return the Aveda. Shebezem kablam b'tshuva. He'll receive the Jewish people b'tshuva. That's the Aveda. He'll return our souls to us. Kasher ama. It's sufficient for the Jewish people with vidui, with speaking about the averas and charata and remorse of the averas and azivat ched, removing, leaving the averas. Three aspects. Ach im haya machzav malachim, if the place of the angels lemalam imachzav neshamos, higher, closer to the Baruch Hu. In the place of the Shamas, Hayitzarish Titkayem Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, She Yisrael Ayadeh Malachim. The Malachim would have to do the Shavas Aveda. Hagvoi Mehem, who are higher than them. Vahayu Mafsidim Bezei Yisrael, Hefsid Rab, they would lose out. Ki Hashavas Aveda Etzel Malachim, the returning of the souls through the Malachim, Lo Hayitan Nasid Ayadeh Tshuva, would not be done through Yisrael. It would be done through the Malachim. If it would not be done through Tshuva, through the action of Yisrael. It wouldn't be sufficient. The pu'ula, the action of the Israel, it would need also the malachim. Through death and bad things, kashim, difficult things. The soul who dies, who does a sin, he should die. And his sins would chase him. The Ra would chase him because of his sins. Mash'en kenata. That's not the case now. Because our machzav is close to Kodesh Baruch. We don't need the Malachim. Sha'asa machzav neshamat rishon. First. The place of the souls first. Close to him. U'machzav malachim acharon. Afterwards. Shinasu neshamat Yisrael krovim elav yidbrach. They're close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashta now. The returning of a person's soul, through a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not through the Malachim. The commotion, Emma, Kimi Goy Gadol, who's this great nation? Hashelo Elokim Krovim Elav, Kodesh Baruch Hu is closest to us. Kashem Elokeinu Bechol Koreinu Elav, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to us in all our calling to Him. Neema, Vata Hadveikim Bashem Elokim, you're sticking to Hashem. We're so close to him. To wake him daika. We're dovok to him. We're close to him. And chayim kuchem ayum. That's all we have. Chayim today. Real life today. Spiritual life. Shetzarit titkayem hashavas haveda bechem. You will do your own hashavas haveda. Al yadei, through yourselves. Al yadei yidbarach. And through a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baal harachamim. Who's Baal harachamim. Who's merciful. Harotze b'tshuva levada. He wants your tshuva. In of itself, he doesn't want us to die. Chas v'shalom, ki im b'shuvu midarko, to return from our ways v'chaya and live. V'zesh ama unetcha Hashem l'rosh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will place you as a head, v'lo l'zanav, and not as a tail. Shemachzav neshavos who rosh, who's the head, umachzav melachim b'sof. That's the zanav at the end. While yedei kach v'ayta rak l'mala, you'll be just, you'll be above. Below Tia Lamati, you won't be below. Hainu Lamala Lamal Hey. above the hay. Hay is, the Gemara says, is hay is the letter of tshuva. Shasham tshuva ila, behay ila de shem avaya. The second hay is the hay of tshuva. That's a Gemara in Menachos. The hay ila is the hay of tshuva. It's the hay of bina. That's why the, in the tefillah, we say Hashiveinu Avinu Letarachecha. A lev yavin v'yashuv. The lev of a person understands his mistakes and returns to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The place for tshuva is a place of lev of bina, of understanding the person's sin. That the lev returns when a person understands his mistakes. The first hay in Shem Avaya represents bina, so that's the hay of tshuva. It's Gemara Menachos. Why is the hay open above and closed? Because it gives an opening for the Rishayim to come back. The opening of the bad people do aver is to come back. Olam Haba is created with a yud, right? And Olam Hazeh is created with a hey, right? Mipnei shedome lachsadra. It's an open place, like an open place. And achsadra is like an open place with the covering. Shekol harotze letzet yitzeh. Anyone who's go out goes out. I mean, you can do averes and go out. Maitam atalia kara dehei. Talikar, you have like the letter he is like a dalet, and you have a little like yud over it, or vav. There's a kare, there's a leg in the hay. The hada betshuva maile. If he wants to come back, he comes through the opening between the vav and the top of the hay. V'liel bahach, and he can enter through there. Okay, so the hay represents the ability to leave, but it also has the ability to come back. Because a person can leave from the bottom of the hay and come back from the top part of the hay. It's not like I said, it's a Gemara says like that. Okay? But that's enough for now. There's detail of that letter. Why hay is that way. But we're not going to do that now. It's another time. Velo v'tie v'ainu lemala. Lemal hay. The top part of the hay. Shasham tshuva ila. That's a tshuva ila coming into that hay. Ila de shem havaya. V'lo tiyeh lamata, you shouldn't be lamata at the bottom of the hay. Mat hay. Mata is mat hay. Mala is ma'al hay, the top of the hay. Mata is the bottom part of the hay. The bottom part of the hay, you go out into the world. You do bad things. Ma'al hay is the top part of the hay. Koze bavu ki tishma al mitzvah Hashem. You listen to the mitzvah Hashem. Tevat ki mishamish ba'arba l'shanot. There's four ways of explaining a key. Hai ki dehacha loshen im. It means im, if. Kloma im tishma. If you listen to mitzvah Hashem, then you go to the top part of the hay. Nimsa lefize din hashava savei. The din of returning a lost object, either lost neshama of a person, bo talui chius Yisrael, is dependent on the chius of Klal Yisrael, the kiyum shelahem, and the kiyum of them. Ki atshuva hamachaye et Yisrael ba'olam hazeh, the tshuva which gives us life in this world. Ubolam haba, and in the world to come. Hinehi mitam hashava saveda kamu. This is the reasoning of hashava saveda. Lekach, returning the aveda, the lost object of a person, his lost soul, or his lost sparks. Lekach, kama v'kama chayav adam lizaheb mitzvah zu. Person should be very careful with hashava saveda. V'lo yifatenu yitzara, and it shouldn't be mifate him, you know, cause him to think as yitzara al chemdat hamamon, or desire to having money. And to nullify this mitzvah, hen machmat atzlut, whether it's because of laziness, hen machmat misibe acher, or for any other reason.